Okay, hello, I'm Tim Gain, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That's right. That was members of Stereolab doing our station break, in case you weren't aware of who they were. Okay. I just found something interesting in the paper here. Apparently, a comedy brain cell that responds to humor has been discovered by scientists. Apparently, clips of The Simpsons, Seinfeld, and cartoons were shown to epilepsy patients, and their brain reactions were monitored. A particular cell sparked when watching the clips and reignited when the programs were recalled. Funnier programs created a bigger reaction, and apparently in one patient they found a nerve cell that responded most vigorously to The Simpsons. Apparently the firing rate went to more than 15 times per second. All right. I can believe that. Okay, listen, I got on 3 minutes late, and but I don't want to get you on too much later. Gary Kay is here. Why don't you, have you got something to play? Can we just drop it in here? Yeah, instead of, I was going to play the Everly Brothers, and you don't want to hear that, so.
I like the Everly Brothers.
You want to hear the Everly Brothers?
No. Why don't we hear some new Peter, Bjorn, John instead?
Okay,
how's that?
Let's do that, sure. All right, do that.
Here we go.
All right. Happy trails. See you in 2 weeks. Radio Free Grack is on the air. We'll be right back.
Peter, Bjorn, and John with the opening track to their forthcoming album, which is called Seaside Rock. And that song was called Inland Empire, just like that section of the Southern California towards where the, not quite where the Death Valley is, but more towards like the Salton Sea. Seaside Rock will be an instrumental album with a vinyl and digital-only release. It will be limited to 5,000 LPs in North America, each accompanied by its own little download code. So once you actually pick up the record, you can go to a website and then download, I guess, the equivalent tracks for your iPod. Peter from the band released an album earlier this year called The Last Tycoon, which led to his own little tour, though the full band will be making a brief press tour for this new album. Again, the new album will be called Seaside Rock. Konnichiwa, you're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in around Vancouver, www.citr.ca, to the unsuspecting folks on the internet. My name is GAC, and welcome to a new school here at the University of British Columbia. CITR is broadcasting within the bunker known as the Sub, and why don't you just swing on by, all you little frosh. Anyways, you can call the studio here at 604-822-2487, which spells out as 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. We'll start off with Bruce Hack, and he was a self-taught electrician and composer from a little town called Nordegg, spelled N-O-R-D-E-G-G in Alberta. And Hack found his way to New York's Juilliard School of Music before eventually dropping out and then joining the scene there in the 60s and 70s. Hack produced a series of bizarre albums featuring instruments that he built himself and songs that he wrote for children. He died in 1988, at which point he was considered a pioneer in the electronic music scene, although for a while he was one of the longest dubbed outsiders there was. In 2004, a documentary called Hack, spelt H-A-A-C-K, The King of Techno, was released. From his 1968 album, The Way Out Record for Children, through Kingston Records, though it's easier to find the song on the Hush Little Robot compilation that came out in 1998, this is Bruce Hack with School for Robots on CITR Vancouver.
Greetings, fellow robots. I hope oil goes well with you. In this lesson, you will move arms and legs. When you hear this sound, move your right arm. When you hear this sound, move your left arm. When you hear this sound, move one leg. When you hear this sound, move the other leg. Remember, right arm, left arm, one leg, the other leg. Here is your robot music. Do not rust until you can move to it.
So now, kids, tell me about dancing.
Well, it's good exercise.
Hey, you know what to do.
And if you want surprises, too.
There are lots of things for you to do. Oh, dancing and missing. Clap your hands.
About the music you just heard.
Thank you.
jazz trombonist Harry Betts with the theme from The Fantastic Plastic Machine, a 1969 documentary about surfing. The soundtrack itself is out of print and highly rare, but one record collector who did find it was Tomoyuki Tanaka, a Japanese DJ who took the name of the documentary for his work. And we just heard Tanaka as The Fantastic Plastic Machine before Betts with the song I'm Bruce, which appears on the Dimension Mix compilation in tribute to Bruce Hack, whom we heard at the start of the set with School for Robots. The song I'm Bruce features that song, Song for Robots, along with five other Hack pieces, and sampled all together. And it appears on the Dimension Mix compilation, includes other turns from acts like Beck and Stereo Lab as well, too. Next up on Radio Free Gak, Die Todesliche Doris. They were a trio from Berlin who were part of the art rock scene there in the early 80s. Last year, there was a video compilation released called Berlin Super 80, which took a look at the underground music and film scene in the western half of that city, spanning from 1978 to 1984. Included was this 1981 hit by Die Todesliche Doris called Tanz im Quadrat on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Du tanzt genau wie ich! Du tanzt genau wie ich!
Vancouver's own Twin Crystals there with the song Two Girls, which you can find on their recent 7-inch, called Two Girls. Yeah, it's a wonderful black and white cover there with lots of little iconography there. The band's set to start a West Coast tour, and you can grab all the dates from their MySpace page. Another show coming up in the somewhat distant future is Diplo. On October 30th, you'll be at Richards on Richards with Telepath, 8-Bit, and this next act from Los Angeles, named after Fish from Barney Miller. Here's Abe Vigoda with Hyacinth Girls on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Primal Scream with Necro Hex Blues. Featured on that track as well is Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. You can find that on their latest album. That's Primal Scream's album, Beautiful Future, which came out last month. The Scream team have gone off in yet another direction, this time a shiny, sinister rock album, in contrast to 2006's Stones Redux that was Riot City Blues. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. If you do have a favorite Death Cab for Cutie, or if you're looking for a Death Cab for Cutie recommendation, based on the call I just got, I'm going to say Transatlanticism. So whatever I was talking about before on the phone, that's what you get, or at least what I get for playing off the top of my head. So yeah, Transatlanticism first, and then We Have the Facts, and we're voting yes. Let's listen to a PSA.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow! Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card!
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak, and I'm Gak. Here are a couple of lower-profile Canadian bands, starting off with Sudbury, Ontario's I Was an Ion. I spelt like an eyeball, ion spelt like the charged particle. They're on Ha Ha Records, and you can find this song on their MySpace. I Will Hunt You on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Only the usual will do.
Montreal, that was Fur Amel with Pink Eyes, a currently unreleased song that's available through MySpace again. Fur Amel, spelt fur like what you find on a mammal skin, and ML, which is A-M-E-L, is the solo work of Life Without a Sports Car's lead, Arnaud Brisebois, who also manages Hees and Schultz Records. And Fur Amel actually stands for his wife, Amelie, and it was the song, an album, was a gift to his wife for their 10-year anniversary. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM. A few Fridays ago, these next two acts played on the same night, which would have been a consternation for someone like me, but fortunately I got sick, so there was no decision to make. The Walkmen were at Richards on Richards in support of their new album, You and Me. And the new album, it's definitely a throwback to their second album, Bows and Arrows, where it's like a really creeper type of album, but the songs really jump out. So what we'll hear right now is From You and Me. This is Four Provinces by the Walkmen on Radio Free Gak, CITR 101.9 FM.
Time.
Beck with Chemtrails off his latest album, Modern Guilt. Beck was at the Commodore, along with Band of Horses, back in the end of August. Meanwhile, here are some shows that are for in the future. Tomorrow, the Juan McLean and Expendable Youth are at Richards on Richards. On Thursday, Old Time Religion and Shearing Pinks and Roll Mock will be at the Biltmore. On Saturday, Spiritualize will be at the Commodore, and as well, Kellerisa with Hello, Blue Roses, and Lay Beyond will have an all-ages show at the Video Inn. September 16th, Gold Prep's at the Commodore, and the same night, Alejandro Escovedo will be at the Biltmore. And as well, too, on Richards of Richards, it's Fleet Foxes. On the 17th, Count Sadus is Sexy's at the Commodore. On the 18th, Ockerville River is at Richards on Richards. On the 19th, Mohawk Lodge, Japandroids, and Poor Folk are at the Biltmore. And Fond of Tigers and Secret Mommy are at Open Studios. On September 21st, Rob Raw Riot and Walter Migo will be at the Media Club. On September 25th, A Place to Bury Strangers and Japandroids will be at the Biltmore. Also that same night, Cadence Weapon with Woodhands will be at Richards. On September 26th, Wedding Present will be at the Media Club. On September 27th, Liam Finn will be at the Biltmore. On the 28th, Cold War Kids will be at Richards. On September 30th, Mission of Burma will be at the Plaza. This should be a lively show coming up on October 1st. Silver Jews and Monotonics will be at Richards. And one show that I'm likely to be missing, unfortunately, will be on October 3rd, Mastercraft. And Paul Devereaux will be at Celebrities. In the background here, we are listening to Henry Mancini's song Lujan, which you've probably heard either on Sexy Beast or somewhere on The Big Lebowski. If you haven't heard Radio Free Gak before, starting at around 8:30 or so, we'll be focusing more on soundtrack work, either from the movies, or from TV, or from any other source. But after, we'll play a few announcements first, and we'll actually do a weird little profile. But hang on one second, we'll just sort of let Mancini glide out.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life, you know, in the place where I do most of my writing. I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
right,
or
yeah.
Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts, but you know, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Thomas Newman with the wondrously quirky theme to the HBO series 6 Feet Under, for which he was awarded 2 Grammys in 2003. And he's been nominated for 8 Oscars for his work in the past in movies such as The Shawshank Redemption, American Beauty, and Finding Nemo. He also scored this year's WALL-E, which I'll share in a future episode of Radio Free Gak. And that is the name of the show here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcast here in the UBC campus. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. These next two songs will appear, or actually do appear, on the Extracted Celluloid compilation, which came out in 1999 through Illegal Art Records, which most of you know as the home for Girl Talk. Extracted Celluloid focused on recontextualizing and manipulating famous films and their music, and it came in their stream of similar releases at the time, including the controversial Beck remixes. Here is Rudjack Manigs and his take on Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, as performed as though she was performing on the Titanic itself at the exact moment it hit the iceberg. This is Sinking Heart on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you.
We know each other now, don't we?
Dorothy! Where are you?
She's followed us here. Uncle Henry, we've got to get away. Uncle Henry, we've got to run away.
Dorothy,
don't bother us now, honey.
For 23 years.
I didn't do it.
I saw you.
Open, open. He doesn't do it every day. Just once or twice a week.
Any of them? Really?
For 23 years, I've been dying to...
Natasha Spencer making Judy Garland sound naughty as clips from The Wizard of Oz are repurposed. That was an excerpt of Spencer's The House She Flew In On, found in Legal Arts compilation called Extracted Celluloid. Next up on Radio Free Gack, a wide mix of movie songs here, starting off with Ted Atking, a pseudonym for one of the European Library music composers that would feature either on a British or French television show, from the Pop Music for Dancing album back in 1970. This is Ted Atking and his orchestra with The Man from Nowhere.
Thank you.
From Michael Mann's 1995 movie Heat. That was composer Elliot Goldenthal with the Kronos Quartet, and the song was Predator Diorama, which you can hear during the airport hotel scene. That point where Robert De Niro forgets something, one of his main rules. Before that, we heard the Los Angeles theme, otherwise known as Another Private Dick, from Tom Waits' score, Tonight on Earth, the 1992 film by Jim Jarmusch, which consisted of five short films, each focusing on a single taxi ride in the cities of L.A., New York, Paris, Rome, and Helsinki. And I believe that just came out, or it's due out shortly through Criterion, the Criterion label, as a new DVD. Next up on Radio Free GAC, we have Trevor Jones, and he's a South African composer who's scored films like Labyrinth, The Last of the Mohicans, and Dark City. From his 1993 score to Jim Sheridan's movie In the Name of the Father, this is Walking the Circle on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. John Barry with Play It Again, the theme from the 1974 spy flick The Tamarind Seed. No official soundtrack was released for The Tamarind Seed, though according to a few peer-to-peer networks, one does exist in some form. However, you can find Play It Again on a few compilation albums such as The Best of John Barry, which came out in 1991 through Polydor Records. It's just about 9 o'clock here, which means my time here is drawing to a close, and that means Gavin Walker's The Jazz Show will be coming up. Then, at midnight, vengeance is mine. 2 hours of punk with your host, Trevor Fielding. If you missed any of this week's show, why not subscribe to the Radio Free Podcast, Radio Free GAC Podcast, the GAC cast, as it were. The podcasts of this show and many more of CITR's programming are available through CRTR.ca. I also do have a link to the podcast along with playlists and some of the links to some of the acts on my site, which is GAK.ca. Next week's show is set to be, looks to be a little bit of French influence as I've been sort of digging through some of my Gainsbourg collection. And we'll focus sort of what's happening with the album Melody Nelson and then the person who provided the strings to it, because there's a recent album released by him of those sessions, which are fantastically freaky and psychedelic. But what we'll do right now is we'll close the show with a little bit more of a mellow sound from Kool & the Gang's 1974 album Light of Worlds. Here's Summer Madness, and we'll see you next week then, so enjoy.
You are listening to CITR, FM and cable, 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.